Today I'm in the presence of about 100 years of priesthood, and I'm feeling a little bit insecure being the one who's preaching and celebrating the Mass. So if you could pray for me for a moment, that I'll say whatever the Lord wants me to say, and I'll pray that you can hear what the Lord wants you to hear. And let's ask for Our Lady's intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus invites us to reflect on treasure this morning. He speaks about this treasure. What do you treasure? What is the treasure in your heart, in your life? And he speaks about the danger of trying to hold on to our treasure, to get it into our hands and to lock it up in our safes and to collect it, so much of it, that it could even be safe from thieves and moths. In the first reading, Athaliah, the queen, felt that she had a treasure in her power, in her ruling, and it even moved her to great evil to destroy, to kill all of the heirs to the throne. A horrendous act of murderous violence, even killing babies and children. But there was one baby who was protected by the wife of the high priest. She smuggled him away and hid him in the temple where no one could find him. And when he was of age, 7 years, she brought him forth and they crowned him king. And he overthrew Athaliah and all of her murderous plots. Clearly, we can't keep our treasure through immorality. Murder will never win in the end. But Jesus is telling us that even legitimate pleasures are things that we can't hold on to. Legitimate treasures are not going to carry us the distance. We can gain our little fortune, we can gather our little experiences, we can have our little victories, but in the end, they all prove empty. Paul Claudel said that God promises through his creatures, but he only fulfills in himself. And that's where we get lost. We get a few of those creatures, some victory, some accomplishment, some success, some treasure that we can get our hands around, but it always proves empty. It's never enough, because every treasure on this earth is only pointing to a greater treasure, which is the Lord Himself. And we learn that true happiness on this earth doesn't come so much in possession as it comes in hope. That's the challenge for us, is to actually live in hope. Pope Benedict spoke so beautifully in his encyclical on hope. I can't recommend it highly enough to everyone to read again and again. His encyclical on hope is just a masterpiece. But he speaks about the foundation of faith and the courage to take our weight off of earthly securities and to shift our weight steadily over to the foundation of faith. That's what hope is, shifting our weight to a security which is not ultimately in this life, to let go of the securities of this life and to choose a greater treasure, the one that is stored up for us in heaven. And he gave us the example of the martyrs, who truly put their weight on the treasure that is in heaven, letting go of every security of this life. And we have the radiant witness of Saints John Fisher and Thomas More today. And Pope Benedict also gave us the example of the great renunciants, those who renounced the securities of this life. And he names specifically Saint Francis. And we have the wonderful example in this chapel of Saint Francis and those beautiful women who have renounced the securities of this life to follow him more closely as poor Clare nuns. We have great witnesses before us, but the choice remains with us individually. Will we stop clinging to the securities that we have in this life and come before the Lord with open hands and trust that he will continue to fill us with what we need, knowing that every time we hope and he gives us a little fulfillment, it's not for the sake of feeling that we have arrived and we can cling to this possession, but rather for the sake of building our trust that we can also let this possession go. Jesus says elsewhere, if you want to save up your treasure, give to the poor. We can let this possession go, but we allow our trust to build, and we are able to place our hope, our happiness, our joy in that treasure that we only ever glimpse in this life. Even in receiving the Eucharist, the pledge of future glory, we receive so much and our hearts are filled, but if we are honest and we allow it, we find that there is a stirring of a greater desire in us, not just to receive him in sacrament, but to behold him face to face. And if we place our trust in that promise of our Lord, we will see him face to face. That is a hope, unlike every earthly hope, that is a hope that will never disappoint.